Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It's your favorite boxer and your favorite boxer's favorite boxer, Mo's Miraculous M4 Smith, and welcome to the next episode of Miraculous Sports and Lifestyle, Episode 7. We are talking with Hannah Rankin, women's world champion. Not once, not twice, but this is her third time, and I'm sure that she's going to continue on. She's going to unify her division, and she'll do even greater things beyond that. So, before we get into it, ladies and gentlemen, don't forget, whether you're on Spotify or somewhere else that you listen to your podcast, remember to hit like and subscribe so you get the newest editions of Miraculous Sports and Lifestyle. Now, let's get into it. The interview with the amazing and wonderful Hannah Rankin.
Hello.
Hello.
Can you hear me better?
Yes, I can hear you just fine now.
Perfect.
All right. Again, ladies and gentlemen, we have Hannah Rankin here with us today. One of the women's world champions in boxing, one of the best in the business. How are you today, Hannah?
I'm doing really well, thank you. Yeah, no, been a busy day. It was nice to get back in the gym today and get a sweat on. Yeah, I'm happy all around.
Okay, most definitely. And you, correct me if I'm wrong, you're 31 years first Scottish women's world champion ever, correct?
That is correct, yes.
And how does that feel to represent an entire country and be the first women's world champion?
Do you know what? It feels amazing. It was such a special achievement. And to make history for your country is something so special. And the fact that it'll be in the history books forever now is a crazy thought, really. But one of my dad's friends said, "Well, at least now you can say you've become the answer to a pub quiz question," which I thought a great achievement in life.
Oh yes, most definitely. And we'll get into something a little bit different, ladies and gentlemen, here in a second. A few questions on your fight career right now.
Yep.
What has been your toughest fight yet?
So I would have to say my toughest fight would be with Clarissa Shields.
Okay.
She's technically brilliant in the ring and her distance and timing is fantastic. So I would have to say that was my toughest fight. But it was an exciting fight, and I actually really enjoyed it. You know, it was at an earlier point in my career, and I've taken so many great things from that. So, yeah, it's had to be my toughest fight, but one of my most memorable ones.
Okay, definitely. And would you say that's the fight that you learned the most in?
Yes, I think so. Because, you know, Clarissa's at the top of her game, and she's a fantastic boxer. You know, two Olympic gold medals and multiple championships in multiple weight classes. So, you know, I always learn a lot from her. Nowadays, we still spar together and, you know, it's fantastic to work with her. So, yeah, I learned a lot from that fight. I also learned a lot on the media side. So it's probably the first time I was on such a big platform with DAZN. There was a lot of filming. There was a lot of interviews. There was our press conference was broadcast around the entire world. So, you know, it was definitely more of a baptism of fire when it came to the media side of things. But yeah, you have to learn all about how to do that anyway, if you intend to be in the public eye. So it was a really good experience, and I definitely learned a lot from it.
Okay, wonderful. Now, I see that you're 11-5, correct?
Yes.
Okay, now, out of the five losses that you've taken, if you could go back and fight one opponent, who would you fight again?
Patricia Bagault.
Okay.
When I lost my IBO world title, in Malta. It was a frustrating fight, and also it was controversial. Some people thought I still won it. Some people had it a draw. So I offered her the rematch straight after it, but she chose not to do that, and went away to Sweden and kind of just hid in Sweden for a bit. So that's a fight that I actively chased, and then nothing was coming back. But now we're both going to be around about the world super welterweight division again. So yes, it's definitely a fight I would like to go and have a rematch for, and I'd love to go back and do it again.
Okay. And speaking as someone that has seen that fight, I did have you winning that fight, in my opinion. I was actually very surprised when you didn't get that decision.
There was a lot of things about that. It was a rather frustrating build-up to that fight anyway, and I chose to go to Malta. I was away from home as the as the home fighter, but it was in Malta, and actually it was a very Swedish dominant country, and there was a lot of Swedish people there, so I actually felt like I was the B-side on the night, which was kind of very strange. And it was a frustrating night because I rushed the very beginning. I had a flash knockdown at the beginning by a stupid mistake of my own, but then I spent the rest of the fight trying to catch it back, you know, because. Mm. It was because it's 2 minute rounds for women's boxing. We, you know, it goes so past so quickly that if you have a knockdown, you've got a lot to do to catch back up to where you were before. And I also felt I knocked her down in the fight, but it wasn't counted as a knockdown.
Right.
So it was very frustrating all round.
Yes. And I can definitely understand that. And it's funny that you say that, because I thought there was a time that you knocked her down that wasn't counted myself. So.
Thank you. I'm very glad to hear that.
Yes. Now that brings up a few things, because I believe, as a matter of fact, she has a world championship fight coming up.
Yes, she does, for the WBC.
Yes. Yes. And you know, if I was your manager or promoter, then I would say, okay, well, both of you put up belts and, you know, give you a chance to beat her again.
Absolutely. That is definitely on the cards. It's something that I'm looking at. You know, obviously the WBC title is a belt that I would love to get my hands on. And I also would love to have that rematch. So that's definitely something that I would be looking towards in the future for sure, because... You know, I would like to unify the super welterweight division. So if she's got one of the belts, then I'll fight her for it.
Most definitely. So needless to say, you will be watching that fight.
Absolutely.
Now, question. If she does not win that fight, are you going for her opponent?
Yes, because she'll have the belt that I want.
I know, that's right. And that's the way it's supposed to be.
Exactly.
You know, boxing is a warrior's world, you know.
Definitely.
And now, what would you say, besides being the first Scottish women's world champion, what would you say is your crowning achievement so far in your boxing career?
I think... after losing the IBO in Malta in 2019, I think my crowning achievement is becoming regaining my world title and the WBA like just 2 years later. I think my crowning achievement is the determination and dedication and drive and support I've had from my team to achieve my goals. So I would say that's probably for me a crowning achievement, a personal achievement really.
Okay, most definitely. And I can definitely see that. And most definitely, congratulations on both titles.
Thank you so much.
And I you have my full support, and I'm in your corner 100% as far as, you know, who's rooting for you to unify all the titles.
Thank you so much. It's so great to have support from all over the world, you know, and that's so, so nice of you. Thank you.
Most definitely, always. You know, it's a different thing when You know, I'm one of those. Yes, I'm a boxer as well. But I've sat back and I've watched, you know, and been able to see certain fighters. I've watched you. I've watched Clarissa Shields.
Yeah.
You know, I've watched Savannah. I've watched Amanda Serrano. And, you know, I've watched so many different fighters, both male and female. Helen Joseph, Michaela Mayer.
Yeah.
You know, on the male side, of course, you know, right now I'm in the heavyweight division, so Anthony Joshua, Deontay Wilder, Tyson Fury, everybody's watching them.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, but it's, you know, when you have, I think as both a fan and as a fighter, we have certain fighters that we click with or like for, you know, just we like their style, whatever it is.
Yeah.
So, you know, and, you know, my two of my top in the female division are yourself and Clarissa Shields, of course.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, and, she's brilliant.
Yeah, she really is. And it's funny because I'm also from Michigan.
Oh, really?
Yes. Yes, I'm also originally from Michigan. But, you know, it's, you know, I'm every time you guys step in the ring and with Clarissa Shields, even if it's in MMA now, you know, that's what I'm pulling for.
She's amazing for crossing over to MMA. Like, I don't think people really understand how difficult that is, you know, to go from being a multiple weight world champion, the top of your game, never having lost a fight really, mm-hmm. you know, as a pro. And then you're going back to like the real novice stage of a brand new sport, because I know people think it's just more fighting, but actually MMA is so much different to just boxing. You know, there's mm-hmm. the ground game, there's striking, you know, there's the whole lot of it involved, and you know, learning to kick and working on like jiu-jitsu. You know, I really, really respect her for that, because it takes a lot of guts to do that sort of thing.
Yes, it most definitely does. So as far as a boxer looking for unification, and, you know, like, and most definitely unification when it, I'm not going to say if it happens, I'm going to say when it happens.
When it happens.
Will most definitely be your crowning achievement. And, you know, I look for that coming in the future, and, you know, what comes after as well.
So for me, it's an exciting time. You know, I feel like I'm just starting that next chapter of my career. Mm-hmm. And to unify a division would be a dream. My other goal would be to become a two-weight world champion, and I'd love to challenge at welterweight. That is definitely something that I have in mind. Mm-hmm. I was at welterweight for my fight in South Africa at the beginning of this year, okay. and I made the weight well, so I was planning on actually staying there. But okay. This opportunity came up for the WBA at Super Welter, and I thought, I'm absolutely grabbing that with both hands. So, you know, I've gone to Super Welter, but the opportunity should it arise to become a two-weight world champion is something I would like to pursue in the future, of course.
Most definitely. Now, something that boxing fans may not know is you are a professional boxer, but you are also a professional musician.
Yes. I'm a classical musician, so I'm classically trained. I play the bassoon, which is like a big woodwind instrument. It plays the bass part in the orchestra. Mm-hmm. And I also teach flute and clarinet as well. Okay. Yeah, and it's my first love. Music will always be my first love. And it's a different side to my career. And actually, for both of them, I get to enjoy performing. You know, one is on stage with all the rest of the orchestra, and mm-hmm. the other one is in the ring under the lights, you know. So they have their connection for me. But yeah, no, it's my other sort of job, which people get confused about.
And trust me, I fully understand. And when I learned that about you, I was like, huh, you know,
what?
They you know, they say that the hands of a musician are they say they're fragile. And I'm like, no.
No.
You know,
but you know what? When I started to box, my coach, he very early on has been wrapping my hands. Like, I don't wear hand wraps or anything. He wraps my hands for me. And I use proper hand wraps all the way through my training camp and on fight night, you know, because my hands to me are one of my most precious things, and I need them for both jobs. So I always get them to take care, good care of them.
Okay, definitely. You know, so, you know, being a music enthusiast myself, hopefully I'll get a chance to hear you play, because I do like all different sorts of type of music.
Brilliant.
So, you know, hopefully I will get to hear you play, and as well as see you fight live at some point.
Yes, well, I mean, of course, for myself, I'd love to get back to fighting in America, because I love fighting over there. The fans are brilliant, and they're really, like, knowledgeable and really into their boxing. I really like that. And, yeah, it's a great experience to box in America, so I'd love to get back to fighting over there. But music-wise, I'll send you a recording of my quintet. I'm playing with my quintet, so I'll send you over one.
Okay, most definitely. And that actually brings me to another question, because we will definitely have to have you back on this segment of the sports side of Miraculous Sports and Lifestyle. But I'm also starting a music side.
Oh, brilliant.
That will be called Miraculous Sports and Lifestyle Presents Midweek Heat. And it's going to be focused specifically on music. So we will most definitely have to have you back on the music segment. And let everybody know where they can hear your music, because I'm pretty sure most everybody knows where they can see you fight. but if not, we will most definitely be letting them know. Hopefully for your next fight, we'll be able to get a pre-fight interview, help you push it out a little bit, help you get some more views.
Absolutely.
You know, so I most definitely look forward to doing this again. And is there anything that if you were to tell young girls, young ladies, or anyone in the youth, or anyone looking to be a musician or a boxer, what piece of advice would you give them?
Trust in yourself, trust in your gut, because usually you're the person that knows best what's going on. And what you really want and what you believe in. So if you believe that you can achieve what you want to achieve in boxing or in music, trust yourself and back yourself 100%. Because, you know, when I started out in a professional career, I had lots of negativity from all different angles. You know, oh, why do you want to box? You know, you've got a music career. Why do you want to do this? And things like that. But I stuck to my guns, and I took every single challenge that was set in front of me, and I learned from every single one, win or draw or lose, and, you know, look to where I've got now and become a 2-times world champion. So I'm incredibly proud of that, and that's probably my first bit of advice. The second one applies to music and boxing as well, and get a great team around you of people that will support you and have the same sort of dream and goal that you have for yourself. And they will back you in your decisions, because those are the people that are there for you when you are at the lowest point and at the highest point. So it's really good to have a strong team around you that back you 100%, but will also tell you when you need to find out things you might not want to hear. That's what your team's there for, you know? So it's so important to get a good team around you, because then you can achieve anything, really.
Okay. I think both are two very solid pieces of advice, not only for boxing and music, but I think for life.
I would say so.
You know.
Yeah.
So, ladies and gentlemen, you have heard it here first from current world champion, Hannah Rankin.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
She will unify.
I will. No doubts.
She will unify. You heard it here. From me to Patricia.
Yeah.
Please take the rematch. We're begging you. Please take the rematch. Please take the rematch. We want to see the unification fight. And we're going to be tuning in to see who fights, who wins your upcoming fight, Patricia. And hopefully we'll be able to get Hannah back on after that fight to get her comments on it, to see what she thought.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, it's exciting time in women's boxing right now. But yeah, I want to be unifying those belts. So definitely we're looking for that rematch with Patricia.
All right. And we'll be looking for it too. Guys, make sure around the world that you tune in and get the newest segments of Miraculous Sports and Lifestyle. Make sure you hit like and subscribe. And we'll see you next time.
Ladies and gentlemen, from Mo's Miraculous M4 Smith, your favorite boxer's favorite boxer, and hopefully yours too. Happy holidays and Happy New Year. I look forward to bringing you quality and quantity when it comes to the Miraculous Sports and Lifestyle podcast. I look forward to bringing you the best interviews, the best answers that you've been waiting for, fight updates, fashion updates, entertainment updates, and lifestyle updates, how you can enrich your own lifestyle, as well as look out for the new segment that will be coming out on music. Look out for Miraculous Sports and Lifestyle presents Midweek Heat, coming soon to a podcast near you. Again, make sure you hit like, subscribe. That way you get the newest episodes of Miraculous Sports and Lifestyle. And coming soon, Miraculous Sports and Lifestyle presents Midweek Heat, our new music segment. Happy New Year.